can't have it all. Nah. 2 out of 3 is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ready?
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Ted.
Mix.
Ted.
MegaCast.
It's good to see you, my man.
Yeah.
Oh, MegaCast. Here we are. I'm Ted Smith. I'm Steve Miggs. And oh, boy, it felt like
you don't have to hide from the boss this week.
No hiding from the boss. I feel pretty good. What's the okay, real quick question, because they had a big meeting today and they were catering it by Einstein Bagels.
Dude, did you see that they had?
It looked like breakfast sandwiches.
They were. I was blown away. First of all, I didn't know Einstein. You could buy a box of breakfast sandwiches, like for catering. I've seen like boxes of
bagels. Yeah. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, F yeah. My weaknesses are bagels. Anything bread, man, I'm the worst. Pretzels and bagels, really. And I could eat just like a French roll, a baguette. Like when we go to Panera and you could get as a side, like a vegetable to be healthy. I'm like, nope, give me the baguette.
It's like when you get that piece of acacia down at Evergreens.
Yeah, dude. It's so good. I love bread products. So whenever Einstein Bagels, and I'm like, I don't care, man. I'm going to have tonight. Today's my cheat day. So I saw, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. If I time it right. But that meeting went on forever. And then I noticed they were breakfast sandwiches. I'm like, I kind of want to try one of those. But I was like, there's like 7 people still in there. They're clearly not eating the breakfast sandwiches. They've already gone through their allotment of breakfast sandwiches. I'm like, would it be rude just to walk in and grab one?
Oh, that's terrible. So when I showed up, they had just put them in the kitchen.
Oh!
I was like, I got a thing tomorrow. I can't hammer down a breakfast sandwich right now.
Oh, I would have hammered it down before. I went to the gym, of course, which is probably the smarter thing to do.
Yeah, I did not. I want to be able to do push-ups without crying this week. Hey. Also, as soon as I saw them, I got real excited. I was like, what could I use that for? I'm just like in my head, I'm going, what reason do I need to buy like catering size breakfast sandwiches? And then I was like, tailgate. Somebody comes over, it's like, here's your sandwich.
That actually is pretty awesome. If I showed up like for like a 10 a.m., like if you're like, hey, come over, watch the Hawks game. And you show up at 10 a.m. and I just came with a giant thing of breakfast sandwiches for everyone at the house.
Or even like I put the H from hockey on the donkeys. Like that trip.
Well,
right?
I mean, you know, some would say that it's kind of what the honkies are really taking over hockey.
But yeah, you could just on the bus, just be like, here, boys, grab a sandwich.
Oh, I would be a lifesaver. Yeah. A game changer. I love breakfast sandwiches. I love bread.
Do you ever take the BuzzFeed quizzes?
I haven't in a while, but why?
I take them all the time. But whenever it's like pricky. Sorry,
had a rough weekend.
I haven't been talking much. I haven't even had a beer in a couple days. I'm all right. It's always like pick your breakfast. I always go breakfast sandwich.
Oh, for me, the number one go-to, without even question, is always going to be the Starbucks slow roasted ham and Swiss sandwich.
And you know me, I always go sausage, egg, and cheese.
Yep. My problem is, it's about that time, Christmas season, they remove the breakfast sandwich that I love, which is the slow roasted ham and Swiss. And then like for a week, they've got nothing similar to it. And then they introduce the carved ham and Swiss.
Oh, for the holidays.
For the holidays. Yeah. And that's great and all, but it's the same, pretty much the same freaking sandwich. I mean, minus a little bit. I get that you're going to make the transition, but don't leave us out to dry for a week because that pisses me off.
Yeah, I can tell, man.
I'm very heated
about
it.
The hell with them.
That and then a distant second is the ultimate breakfast sandwich from Jack in the Box.
Yeah, I think my favorite fast food one is always going to be the sausage muffin with egg.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my go-to.
And I used to love the bagel sandwich at McDonald's, but then they removed that. Some places still have it.
I think they just brought them back.
Maybe for the holidays?
I don't know. I saw somebody on Twitter that I don't know was just like, it's back, ladies. We did it.
It's back, ladies.
Yeah.
We got the spicy chicken nuggets back from Wendy's, and we got the bagel sandwich back from McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Game on.
All right. Well, let's see how the game on is our push-ups. Get the heart racing, the blood pumping, and the brain.
Functioning?
I think that's it. I got a good one for us this week.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Get 10 mega family. Let's feel these ones, Ted. Dude, we
just crush those.
Yeah, well, for me, I mean, honestly, just not lifting before we come in is so much easier. Last week, I was in pain.
Came in and attacked those push-ups.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, I'm not going to make it. Did you see that article somebody posted on my Facebook?
No.
He just said, it was from some fake website, but it basically was like, if you like EDM, you're basically 70% dumber.
Well, consider to the two of us.
I know. That's what I was like, oh, that's us.
Yeah, we're very dumb.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if we get sick of EDM.
Yeah, I mean, God forbid, we just want to have fun.
Tech Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Yeah, you need the music.
Now, this one's just a public service announcement.
Okay.
Don't argue, just argue. I get caught up in this. I have to catch myself doing it all the time. And it's like, wait a minute, do I really care about that, or am I just arguing to argue? And sometimes, even if you're right, even if the person's a buffoon, if you will, like, don't engage them. Just let it go.
Dude, I was on the crapper today. I guess I didn't need to share that part, but I was on Facebook. That's where I do most of my Facebook readings.
All right, all right.
And one of my buddies goes on one of those on Facebook, and I mean, I hope he doesn't listen, because, I mean, he just... He goes on one of those Facebook rants about the president, of course.
All right.
And it looks like he's a supporter of the president. He goes, anyone who cares about fairness and equality should be outraged that our president, disagree with him or not, is standing trial behind closed doors completely without his Fifth Amendment right of due process, blah, 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 right?
Right. He doesn't understand how that stuff works.
Well, then it's like, I agree. But then, like, people are commenting, and they're all being kind of, they're trying to have a conversation with the guy. And everything starts with do your due diligence. Or another person wrote something. It's like, how about you do some research or something? Like, do your research besides the local news. But the one that killed me, like, he's getting so aggressive with people. Another one, thank you for sharing your narrow-minded view. Like, everything about what he's writing, he's just arguing with people. It's like, you put out this pretty...
Oh, wait a minute. This is his reply to people.
Yeah, these are his replies to anyone that's trying to have a civil conversation with him. Like, nobody's attacking him. But, like, everything he says is, like, super angry. And then, of course, he uses one of those memes with Hillary Clinton in it as a way to respond to somebody. But there was one that just cracked me up. Oh, man. Oh, I can't find it. It was so good. But it was just like... He was just like, do your research, another one. Like, everything is about doing your research. But there was one thing where he was just like, stop coming on my page and being so aggressive. And I'm like, you're the one that's aggressive with everybody.
You put it on a public forum looking for that attention.
Right. What did you expect? Like, yeah. That's if you're that upset about it, but you don't want to have a conversation with people, don't put it anywhere. Just
right.
Just either, hey, have a conversation with one of your buddies in person, or just think it and move on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that piss me off, but I'm like, I don't really feel like getting into it with people. So you know what I do? I post a picture of my dog instead. Because you really can't argue about that unless you hate dogs. And even then, you don't really. Most dog haters aren't going to say, I hate dogs on a page that has pictures of dogs.
Yeah. And it's just, right. It's just ridiculous.
So triggered that for you?
Oh, because my brother. When me and my brother talk, right, we have some differing views on, and not like super political stuff, but even just some sportscasters and stuff. And then I was like, yeah, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's completely against my point, but like, all right, yeah, it's a solid point.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, well, you got to listen to them instead of just arguing.
Yeah, people are just really angry nowadays. Nobody wants to have a normal conversation. It goes back to that. That's what I liked about that Ellen piece. And I know we talked about it already, but I'm already a fan of Ellen as it is. But the fact that, like, the way that she handled that whole thing, it's like, look, we don't have to agree on everything to just be cool to each other. And there's so many people right now, especially, I think it's social media. I think people just get so knee-jerk and so angry on social media, they don't even bother to, like, chill the F out.
Yeah, and I mean, Trump is a lightning rod.
Oh my gosh,
right?
Yeah. And the word president is a lightning rod,
right,
now.
I mean, here's the thing, like, you know, like, You can't say anything. We always joke about presidents. I've said this before, but you bring up Trump, and I'm not saying Republicans, but there's a certain sect of Trump people that just attack.
Yep.
And they just can't stand it. Mm-hmm. Also, you can't deny what Donald Trump is, what he has said. Like, this man is different than any other president. He's a lightning rod. I mean, think about this, folks. He doesn't do press conferences. When's the last time you saw him in the White House give a press conference? He talks for a couple minutes outside a helicopter. So everybody defending him sometimes and gets so worked up. Just like, look, forget all the serious stuff. Let's just talk about simple things. Oh, it's behind closed doors. That
That dude hasn't done anything that a president should do and told us that everything's behind closed doors.
Dude, my favorite was just recently. There was that one where someone corrected him about something about the space program with women.
Yeah.
And they corrected him. And he responded and he started scratching his head with the middle finger.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, that could be a coincidence. And then somebody posted like another link to other times that he's done that when he's been like, you know, you could tell that he's not happy. I'm like, if he's legitimately just flipping people off that way, it's truly one of the most comical things I've ever seen in my life.
You know, that was Phil Donahue's whole thing. Remember
was
the Donahue show?
Uh-huh.
You could find just smash clips of Donahue constantly adjusting his glasses like this. So like,
oh, no, yeah, you're right.
Nobody ever knew if he was doing it on purpose or not. It's like with Trump, I don't know.
Oh, no, I'm not. Yeah.
This, I don't know I if think he's actually funny. Flipping the bird. Right?
Yeah, like, don't kick it. Like, don't get twisted, anyone out there. I'm not like accusing it, but like the fact that it's happened a couple of times, I find to be hilarious. Some people just do that with their middle finger.
Yeah.
But it is funny when you see something like that. I'm like, man, if he's legitimately doing that on purpose, that is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. Right. There's stuff on both sides.
Bro, even this morning, man, we were talking about the song Hallelujah. You know, that Jeff Buckley, well, it's not Jeff Buckley's song, but he made it super famous. Everybody on American Idol seems to cover it. And we were talking about how Leonard Cohen.
You've been to a wedding.
Yeah, it's everywhere, man. It's everywhere.
Sorry. And you didn't use that at yours, did you?
No.
Oh, I've been to so many weddings where they have like a photo thing, and that song always gets played.
I don't know if we did or didn't. I don't know. We used like Blue October and Brad, the band right. Brad. That was like the main in Mother Love Bone. But the song's originally done by Leonard Cohen. I don't know if you know Leonard Cohen.
I don't.
So, but you.
I mean, I know the name,
but you know the Hallelujah song, right?
Of course.
Okay, I'm gonna play you a little bit of it just so you can hear it because it is a cool version. Leonard. Age. Oh, there it is. Boom. I love that these instant searches on YouTube. Let's see. Okay, so let's find the original audio. Here we are. After the commercial, of course.
What's this commercial for?
iPhone. And it's Selena Gomez. She's very attractive.
Yeah, not my type.
No?
Yeah.
All right, so Ted doesn't like hot chicks. I get it.
Yeah, just, I don't know. Okay.
Now I've there was a secret chord.
All right.
It's a little different. Like, he's not a good singer. Like, you picture a guy smoking in a studio, and this is, like, what he's doing. He's like, yo.
Yeah, I just always thought this song was really sad and dark.
It is weird that people play that at a wedding.
Yeah, I've seen it, right? I've seen it at both. I've seen it at weddings and at funerals.
I can see it at funerals.
Yeah.
I've also, I believe you can fly, or I can fly, whatever that song is.
R. Kelly?
Yeah. Before all the stuff, obviously. But I've seen that both at weddings and also funerals.
He's another one. We knew for years.
Oh, yeah. It was a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, Chappelle did the greatest skit ever about it, but we all laughed. But yeah. He was still doing it. He was just beating on people. So we talk about the song, and I'm like, you know, that might be one of the most covered songs of all time. It's just a conversation about the song, right?
Right.
And how everybody seems to love that song. It has a connection to it. Somebody texts in, this is the rock, guys. I don't need your Bible thumping. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I just can't handle this, man. I was already like, it's just one of those days this morning. And you just want to write people like, do you not have any friends? Do you need us just like you just texting random people that don't know you with negativity? And that's cool in your world. Like, makes no sense to me. Another person, we were talking about how I interviewed CM Punk. And I was like, the movie he did, the whole premise of the freaking movie is a guy who's renovating a house and his wife is pregnant. And then S goes down because it's a haunted house.
All right.
And he does messed up stuff. And then the monsters or the ghosts or whatever they are in the house, like, basically F him up.
All right.
So, like, you're kind of torn. You're like, you don't want to see this guy get destroyed by these monsters or ghosts. But in the same sense, he's kind of a douche.
All right.
It's a great movie. And I don't even like horror films. But I told him when I was talking, I'm like, hey, man. Like, my wife hates scary films, and she's pregnant. It's probably not a good idea for her to watch this movie right now.
Good shout.
Right. So, and he jokes and says, you should have her watch it when it comes in theaters, because it's coming to Tacoma on November 23rd. It's on demand this Friday. He's like, maybe it'll help. The scaring will help force the baby out quicker.
Yeah, like a spicy food.
Right. So I'm like, oh, that'd be hilarious. So how about that? That's the greatest review ever. Your movie scared a baby out of my wife. He's like, well, then you got to name your child after me, and even if it's a girl, it's got to be named Phil. I'm like, perfect. A quick little fun, stupid
thing. I was just wondering, what's his real name?
Phil Brooks.
I know.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Someone texts and goes, I'm really getting sick of everything in interviews and conversations. I always have to go back to you and your kid. Billions of people have kids, Steve. You're not that special. I was like, oh my gosh, I just don't even know. So I just wrote back, okay, cool. Have a great day. And his response, you too, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. People just troll to troll, and I don't think they mean it.
No, they're just...
But other people get so worked up about it.
It's just, they're just stupid.
Also, text. I've said this for years. Text is hard to read.
100%.
Steve and I can be sitting in a bar with you, right? And I can make a joke about a politician or somebody else, and it might be, you know... But when you see it typed out, it looks much, much worse.
Right. Well, that's why I don't ever respond back with negative. Like, I might be like a little snarky and be like, cool, man. Have a good day or okay.
But I mean, I feel bad as I do it sometimes, mm-hmm. right? Somebody will tweet me something and I'm like, I'll write back something kind of not mean, but just like, oh, yeah, real funny. And they're like, dude, I was just kidding. I'm like, God damn it.
Like your time that you told that guy that you shouldn't ask for how much our dinner cost. That was awesome.
that I did mean.
I was like, oh, Ted, just shutting it down.
Yeah, but you can't ask that.
We went to that dinner at Vista at Snoqualmie Casino. Someone said, hey, how much did that dinner cost? And Ted's just like, come on, man. There's a menu. You don't ask that kind of question. Yeah, look it up right. yourself if you want the answer.
Right.
Ted's not wrong.
So, yeah, I don't know. That's just one of those things.
All right, why don't we take a quick break?
All right.
When we come back.
I don't know why I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, right?
All
right,
yeah,
we don't have to.
Now let's take one.
Take a break.
Yeah, set up the next big segment.
The next big segment. We have a PSA for people.
All right.
How not to be creepy if you're a dude.
Oh, excellent.
But we also have to talk about free stuff.
Yeah, man, free stuff.
When the Megacast makes its triumphant return.
Yeah.
On your podcast. Platform.
Ted and Steve need a break to braid each other's hair. They're back here. The Megacast will be back.
When you were a kid, you couldn't wait for Halloween. It wasn't just the candy. It was the one night you could be Batman, Wonder Woman, or Superman. Now that you're an adult, your kids can enjoy Halloween just as much as you did.
Trick or treat!
Well, they would if their costumes weren't so lame.
What are you supposed to be?
What fun is Halloween if you go as a fidget spinner, an emoji, or worse yet, YouTuber Jacob Sartorius? Don't worry, parents. Now there's help at GetMoreCandy.com, the site that'll convince your kids to toss that lame costume for a cool one. How? GetMoreCandy.com is loaded with data which demonstrates that a cool costume results in higher candy yields on Halloween. For instance, even a simple ghost costume consisting of an old sheet with two eye holes results in a 33% higher candy yield for your kid than if he or she went as the poop emoji. Which, by the way, was so last year. GetMoreCandy.com, because Halloween was never supposed to be lame.
It's time to start feeling good, baby. Ted and Steve are back. You are listening to the Megacast.
For the record, I am I'm a huge baby talk guy. Like, you can ask Steve. I don't bring it up much.
Baby talk on the Megacast.
You rarely bring it up.
It comes up on the morning show because BJ brings it up.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, look. Not constantly. I'm just saying, like, BJ's the guy that would because he already has kids. Like,
and I mean, it'll come up from time to time in an interview because I'm like, well, it makes sense. That's my world.
Yeah, like, Thrill talks about it, but it's not, like, all the time.
Well, and it's also, like, something like Vicky brought up a point. She's like, I mean, you're listening to our show. The show is about our lives and also whatever's going on in the world. But, you know, I mean, it's basically a show about stuff that's happening in the world and how it relates to us.
Yeah.
This is a huge thing that's going on in our world right now.
Well, and I preface stuff with, hey, you know, it's easy for, like, I'm a single guy. I live alone. You know what I mean? People don't go, we're tired of hearing you're single. Like,
right,
sometimes it's just context to set up what my thought is on this.
Right. Or maybe it's a chance. Like, for me, it was just more of a chance to crack a joke with the fact that his movie is about this guy who's got a pregnant wife and then he does some messed up stuff. I'm like, maybe I shouldn't bring a pregnant wife who's scared of movies, scary movies, to see this film.
Yeah.
And it led to a fun little back and forth banter with me and CM Punk, available on Migs versus the World of Wrestling, where you can get all of your podcasts, of course, at radio.com.
Yes.
Which we have a question and more of a favor from our mega family.
Yeah. A favor, we just want you to, you already subscribe, hopefully. Get some more friends to subscribe.
Yes.
Radio.com is full of podcasts. We want to show the Megacast and the Mega families out there.
That's
in numbers.
Right. So subscribe to the Megacast, subscribe to the podcast, and subscribe to the Migscast.
Yeah.
And if you like wrestling, of course, Migs versus the World of Wrestling, but I'm not going to make you subscribe to that if you don't like wrestling. It's okay.
Yeah, that's basically like, the mega cast thing. In the mega cast tree.
Yes, which is like, it's the three.
Yeah.
Right.
And we've been on it.
Yeah, so please subscribe and have your friends subscribe. Even if they don't like us, just be like, yo, can you subscribe? If you could prove that you've gotten five people to subscribe to our podcasts, we will say your name on our podcast. That's the big prize.
Get a personal shout out.
A personal shout out.
Shout outs.
So if your name's Dave, Dave. That, you know, you could always tweet us at the Megacast to prove that you have five new people listening to our podcast.
Nice job, Jim.
We're just trying to impress the bosses.
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
because it's like everything's about digital right now. Now all of a sudden podcasts are a big deal. And we've been crushing it for as long as we have.
Right, so you've had yours, right? And then I started mine.
Soon after.
Right. But I'm like, we've been doing these forever.
Dude, the Megacast itself has been going on for about 5 years.
Right. So I think the podcast got to be like 6 years.
Yeah.
And yours is what, 7 or 8?
I think.
It's got to be at least 7. You might have been 2 years ahead of me.
I had the STP cast before it. And then it's eventually turned into the Migs cast. I have no idea, man. It's crazy to think how long we've been doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, every once in a while, of course, we don't do it every week. But for the most part, we've been cranking these out weekly in some way, shape, or form. One of those three podcasts have been out there for people to listen to each week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks to everyone who listens. I don't think we say that enough, but we do appreciate
it's awesome
the support that we get. And we notice it like at Migs Fest and at Red Festival and other events or Pain in the Grass when we meet people and they're like really amped up to talk to us about the fact that they listen to the podcast, asking for mega hugs. It's pretty badass.
Yeah. And also, like, I very much like meeting the mega family.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe, you know what I mean? You go to Pain in the Grass or whatever, there's just so many people, it's this or that. But it's weird. Like, I can almost pick out who, like, oh, that's a mega cast person.
They look better. They're cool.
They're cooler.
Yeah, they're fun to talk to. They're funner. So, and the podcast is free. And we all love free stuff.
All right, so real quick, here's why I want to talk about free stuff. I have been amped up for last week, because, like, last Thursday I got a free banana. Right, I know, it's not.
I saw your tweet about that, and it actually cracked me up, because I've geeked out about getting a free banana here at work.
Right, and it was just like, the lady just kind of put it out. I said, oh, I don't need one today. And she's like, take it. And I was like, all right. So then, like I said, my brother and my nephew were in town.
Mm-hmm.
So, right, Friday night we did, by the way, I was on it. They saw everything. The Needle, 5 Point, Market, Husky Game, Dino's Pizzeria.
Oh.
And then Sunday, I said, hey, we'll get on the ferry. Right, go over to Bainbridge, Doc Bar Marina, Doc's Marina Bar and Grill or whatever on Bainbridge.
Yes.
That's a great little spot, man.
I've heard that place is awesome.
I've taken my uncles there, my mom there, my brother there. That's my spot.
Nice.
Anyhow, so when we got back, we're walking past the market, and I said, let me just run in here real quick and check one stand. So you know the mini donut stand? If you walk in the main part of the market where they're throwing fish,
yep.
Go past like and make a left.
That
right?
Place is legit.
So I walk over, the dude's like closing up, and I'm like, oh man, are you closed? And he's like, I got one bag left. It's a mixture. And I go, and he's like, hands it to me. And I go, how much? And he's like, no worries, man. And I was just like, wow. So, I mean, neither of these were expensive or like expensive things, but man, getting something free just feels so good.
Everything tastes better when it's free.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's a beer I don't like and somebody buys it for you, it tastes pretty damn good.
It's a good beer.
Yeah.
I love the taste of free beer. It's true, though.
So, right, that's all just like, man, like, just getting something free. It's amazing how happy it makes you.
Here's a question for you. Speaking of free, over the weekend, going back to Starbucks, I got my slow-roasted ham and Swiss, and I got my sugar-free vanilla soy latte, because, you know, I'm a manly man that drinks manly drinks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, pull up. They gave it to me. They go, oh, the guy in front of you paid for it. You know, the whole pay it forward thing.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the thing. I was very appreciative of it. But I didn't pay it forward for the guy behind me. What's your take on that?
I think that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, I think if your idea is to start a chain of everybody paying to the person behind them, does that kind of take away from you just doing your good deed? He did that good deed for you.
But then there's part of me that's like, do I look like a giant douchebag to the person at the Starbucks? Like, wow.
No, I think the way to do that is you're like, you did what you should. You took your free things.
I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah. And then one random day, you just do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and also I scattered out and there was a full car behind me. And I was like, yo.
But leave that part out, Steve. That just makes you sound cheap.
Well, I am. Wait, if you
I know, because you have this baby coming.
Yeah. That's all about the baby, Ted. You know how expensive diapers are? You know how little amount of diapers people got my wife for the damn baby shower?
I thought that's like the main thing to get people.
Nobody bought us diapers.
I'll get you some diapers.
All right. That's a true friend right
there. Yeah, man.
I mean, I think she
Do you have a brand yet?
I don't know. Diaper brand.
All right, I'll text Taryn. Ask her with the hot. What's the hot diaper right now?
Yeah, we better get, you know, my wife. She's got expensive taste. You better get the trendiest diapers from Nordstrom.
Yeah, Gucci.
Yeah, yeah. Some of that Gucci diaper.
They closed the Gucci store. It's only in Nordstrom now.
Why are you at the Gucci store?
I walk by it, and I like to look at, kind of like Breakfast at Tiffany's, if somebody gets that reference. I like to look in the window and go, one day I'll buy a Gucci sweatshirt or a Gucci belt.
Do you want something Gucci?
I do.
Really?
But I just can't see spending that much money on, I can't spend $400 on a damn belt.
No.
And if I spend $400 or $500 on something, it's a different brand that I've been scouting out.
If I'm dropping $400 on a belt, you bet your ass I'm tucking in my shirts.
All the time. Yeah.
Even t-shirts.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Everything's getting tucked in so people can see this Gucci belt.
No, the Gucci store is by Joe's office. I used to walk by it all the time and look at the window. And I just said, hey man, your neighborhood's going downhill. The Gucci store closed. He's like, yeah, it's inside Nordstrom now.
Oh, yeah. Hell if I know.
It's a pain in my butt.
So we came across something that we were talking about before we started the podcast. I feel like it's a good PSA, and I feel confident in saying that Ted and I, you know, we joke around, we have perverted thoughts, we say perverted things, but I don't think either one of us is truly creepy in the creepy sense. We might say creepy things from time to time.
Yeah.
Dude, we're just dudes.
You say more creepy things on the air than you ever say in person.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I do it to get a rise.
Right.
Yeah. Off the air, I'm never going to say something creepy to somebody. I'm just not that person. So there was this discussion on Reddit about things that men do that they think are fine, that it's totally cool to do, but are actually creepy. And I want to see, let's see how creepy we are.
All right.
I think it's a good PSA because maybe some of them we'll agree with, maybe some we won't agree with, but I think it's a good PSA for us to get out there because I know we have a lot of dudes listening and sometimes being a dude's confusing. You don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So here we are to help you become less creepy. All right. Top one. And I agree. Asking a woman, where's my hug?
Yeah.
Unless you're like a grandpa and it's your granddaughter or grandson, you should not be asking somebody for a hug like that.
And where's my hug just sounds awful.
It sounds so creepy.
Yeah. And unfortunately, like, sorry, and I'm right there, but it's always like the 40 plus guy at your job doing that.
It's right up there with, and I'm not sure it's on the list, I don't believe it is, the you're really pretty when you smile, or you should smile for me.
Yeah.
It's like, no, don't do that. I had a friend that somebody did that and I was there. And it's someone that we knew, and she just said, can I talk to you for a second? And I'm like, not to me, to the guy. And I'm like, oh, can I follow? And I couldn't. That would have been that would have been weird. And apparently she pulled him aside and had a long conversation about how that was creepy. But he's also the kind of guy who would like touch her arm or like move, like if he saw something on her face that was like a weird, like a feather or something, he would pull it off of her. And she just read him the riot act. And he's like, I'm a dad, I didn't know. And she's like, you're not my dad.
Yeah, I know somebody else that, you know, I think they don't think they realize the intent when they said it. And I was just like, dude, you can't say that to a woman.
No,
like, that's awful.
It's cringy.
You'd be prettier if you smiled or something like that.
You're so pretty when you smile. You should smile more.
Yeah. And let me get, where's my hug? Just like, ah,
here's one saying something like you're perfect within a few minutes of meeting someone. I mean, I said that to Ted when we met.
Yeah.
But that was, I was right.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know if this is all in there, that you're perfect kind of goes like, are you still single? Like, you're so great. And it's like, well, no, she might be insane.
Right.
Right. Like, that basically you just start saying like, hey, I think you're attractive and I want to hook up with you.
Exactly. I was about to say, that you might as well just say, you're hot, can we have sex?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the hug and stuff, like at Burning Man, man, like, I did not hug very many people because I was so on guard about it, you know?
Well, I even like,
and like, people would ask me, like, do I have permission to hug you? Like, oh, yeah.
It is crazy how we're in that, like, and I'm not saying that's a negative thing, in the consent world nowadays where, you know, asking for something and making sure if someone's cool with it is not a bad thing. I know some people want to poo-poo all over that because there's some people that are just old school and maybe backwards thinking and just think, oh, this new generation, how dare they want consent for a hug or something like that. It's like, there's nothing wrong with being like, you're cool with a hug.
Plus, what do you care? Right. Outside of you being creepy for the hug, like, what does it matter if this person, if you don't know this person well enough to get a hug? So what if they shake your hand or they just leave?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's like, and even in the world of wrestling, like a lot of times, like the people that I know I'm close with, I'll typically do like the handshake hug thing or give guy or girl. But like, then there are times where I'm like, I don't know if I know this person well. And it'll be a female wrestler. And like, I think she's coming in for the hug, but I can't tell. And I'm like,
yeah.
So it's like, do I just swat her hand? Like, I'm giving her a high five. Like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But I'll never be like, where's my hug? Moving a woman's clothing to get a better look at her tattoo.
Oh.
Come on, man. That's really aggressively creepy.
Yes.
Stop touching people's body parts, too, when you're looking at their tattoos. Even as a guy, like, sometimes people will, like, be, like, touching my arm. I'm like, you can see the tattoo without touching it. It's not Braille.
The last time I grabbed somebody's arm aggressively was at my high school reunion. Because the dude I went to high school with was walking out, and I noticed his watch. And I just kind of grabbed his wrist and was like, is that the kind of watch I think it is?
Is that Gucci?
Yeah, right? It was something like that. And he was like, yeah, dog, thanks for noticing.
Hassling someone for a date because you know she doesn't have a boyfriend. I feel bad for chicks in that situation. Like, why can't someone say no to you and you don't get weird and make it awkward? Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with asking people out. That's how you meet.
Right.
But if they say no, and they're like, oh, you must have a boyfriend. If she says no, she's being honest with you. You should appreciate that. Because so many women now, I feel bad for them, but I don't blame them. They have to lie and say they have a boyfriend all the time because people just don't understand the word no.
And sometimes, honestly, like, I'm happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like working sales.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we're chit-chatting and then you mention your boyfriend, like, purposely, like, all right, cool, I get it.
Yeah.
We can still chit-chat, but...
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to ask for a hug now.
Yeah, no more cocktails.
Right. And I won't tell you that you're perfect. Unsolicited shoulder massages.
Yeah.
Who's doing that? And if you are, stop.
That one is the worst. I have seen that one way too many times.
I mean, there are all these, like, from walking on the sidewalk and you drive slowly next to them to try and talk to them. Cat calls. Touching a woman's thigh or back while you're talking to her. I mean, you know what's the sad thing is? This is a Reddit thread. So somebody experienced this and are sharing it on that thread because they experienced this. It just saddens me.
Well, I mean, look, we know as guys, there's times where it's like, hey, you can't touch me like that. Like, that's inappropriate. But there's so many of these, and I think this is much more of the older generation. Like, mm-hmm. We're kind of in the middle, but they just think it's fine. And unfortunately, women have had to put up with it for so long. There's so many men in power that, like, it's just part of, like, they just dealt with it.
And they just had to cringe while it's happening.
Yeah.
Getting sexually explicit the first time you're texting. Well, I mean, I did that with Ted also, but
yeah.
I mean, that was cool.
Some of this stuff, too, is I know some people are like, well, dude, I mean, like, if you're at a bar, like, so you got to initiate contact. Like, I don't know. Like, I read stories where it's like, oh, the guy hounded me for a year, and then we finally went out on a date, and now we're married. I'm like, if I got to hound you for a year, we're probably not cut out for each other.
I mean, I had to hound. You know what it is? It's case by case.
Because I would been say times, you hounded her.
No, I didn't, but I kept asking her out.
Yeah.
Because she made it very clear that she enjoyed talking to me. And even when I was like, almost like, you know what, done nailing with this, I would still get text messages. And I'm like, okay.
Right.
And then it turned out she finally said, well, I was just nervous because what you do for a living, I didn't know if you were just going to be like this jerk, blah, 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 blah. Plus, you know, the age difference. I didn't know my parents and my family would handle it. So I was just really kind of like on heightened alert. I was like, but like, I kept asking her out because I was like, and it was more like, you want to go to this concert with me? I would, but I can't. I'm like, okay. All right.
Yeah.
And finally, I think it hit a point where I'm like, look, I'm going to stop asking you to different places. If you want to hang out, let me know and we can get dinner. And she's like, yeah, let's get dinner. And I'm like, okay. I think she realized that I was about ready to walk away from this situation and she was going to miss out on this greatness. Which I do have a bone to pick with my wife since we've finished. So stop being creepy, guys.
Yeah.
She's very aggressive with certain things, Ted.
All right.
So yesterday I went to the doctor to get my cysts checked out. I thought I was going to get them removed because I have a couple of cysts. Like you can see that big one there and there's a big one right there and another one. Or not cysts or that other thing. The pollen, I don't know, whatever they're called.
Right.
But anyways, made this appointment 3 months ago. That it took them this long to be able to get me to their office, right?
All right.
So I show up and I'm fully anticipating today. I'm getting sliced. I'm getting stitched, blah, 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 blah. I get there and they're like, took pictures, felt them and like, oh, today's just a consultation. I'm like, I had to wait 3 months for a consultation, and now I got to wait until they call me back. And she's like, well, is there anything else? I'm like, oh, I also have this mole that's like kind of hanging. I think, and she's like, well, does it hurt? I'm like, no. She's like, is it just kind of in the way? I'm like, yeah. I was like, I didn't tell her that, but I'm like, you know, you'll appreciate this. Sid shaved my back the other day.
All right, nice. Good
finally
work.
Got rid, because I was like, I might be rocking just the singlet in this match I was having.
Oh.
I didn't know if I was or wasn't, because it was going to be a no disqualification match, and I wear like this... a collared shirt with the sleeves cut off because it's super douchey and I'm a douche local celebrity.
Yeah.
So it seems like the right thing to wear. I was like, God forbid he rips it off. I don't want to have those patches. But Sid had to work around this one mole because you can't like just shave it because it would just clip it.
All right.
She's like, we can remove that right now. And I'm like, yes. I'm like,
get it off.
Right. Because I'm like, I didn't come here for nothing.
Yeah.
Damn it. So I thought that this was going to not be a very pleasant experience. They're like, okay, we'll numb it and then we'll cut it. I'm like, okay, great. I'm getting nervous. I feel the prick of the needle for the numbing or whatever it is, however they numb it. And then I just hear a sound and she's like, okay, Band-Aid on it. I'm like, wait, you're done already? And she's like, oh yeah. They like use like a laser and like just sliced it off.
Nice.
Because I smelt the burning. I was like, ooh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Put the Band-Aid on it and then they have to take care of it. So at night, I'm like, hey, hon, could you, because I can't reach it, can you remove the Band-Aid and just like clean it off and then put some more of like the ointment on and put another Band-Aid on? She's like, sure. She did not even wait a half a second, just grabbed that Band-Aid and ripped it off. I still have red marks. And I'm like, oh. And she's like, well, what? You want me to just do it slow and painful that way? I'm like, well, at least a heads up.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you'd guess say, you know, on three, one, two, rip it off.
Something.
Or one, rip it off.
Dude, that sucked. And of course she does. And then now she's about to wipe it down. I'm like, you better be careful with that. She's like, I won't be aggressive with that.
Yeah. Damn, Sid.
I know, right? Why you hate me? Where's my hug? What are we out of time? You know what? Let's do a quick Should I Be Mad.
All right. I'm in.
All right. It's a quick one. Mega cast. Should I Be Mad? And this is from Max. My butt invited my ex to his 30th birthday party. I didn't know until I got there. We were cordial, but it was awkward. Should I be mad at my buddy?
Again, I don't know the dynamic. Right?
That is a great point.
Yeah.
Is it like one of those, we're all friends together, like it's an episode of the TV show Friends, or was she just a casual acquaintance, but she was only friends with everyone because she was your girlfriend?
Yeah.
I got a feeling that they must all be buddies.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why would you invite her to the birthday party unless he wants to get with her?
Yeah, I mean, I would also venture to say, too, probably your buddy's girlfriend or somebody was like, you got to invite her.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's his girl. Yeah. I don't know if you should be mad, but maybe just talk to him and be like, hey, man, in the future, could you give me a heads up if you're going to invite Sheila?
Yeah, and
like a bitch.
I wouldn't be outwardly mad because then it makes you look bad. But also, like, don't be afraid to notice if it's a bad breakup, who's hanging out with her and who's hanging out with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody should be cordial, but sometimes you need actual friends too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You need somebody, you know, like I have buddies that break up with girls and I really like the girl, right? But I'm just like, I can't be friends with you right now. You know what I mean? Like it's my dog. I gotta ride with him.
No, I remember once, I mean, it was with you. I remember when I was like, the minute that relationship ended, I was like, I'm done with her and anyone in her world. And I remember I was having a party and it wasn't her, but there was someone else that was in her world that was connected more to her than us.
Yeah.
And I wanted to come to the party. I'm like, and I checked with you. I'm like, you cool with this person coming? You're like, yeah, that person's awesome. I'm like, okay, just making sure because I have your back before I have anyone else's back in that situation.
Right. And honestly, like, yeah, I went through a tough one, right? And I had another buddy that used to live in my building, we'll say. And like, because I was, you know, it just every, like, I was like the a-hole, right? And then he was just like, no, dude, like, it's all right. Like, you have a right to be upset, too. Yeah. And he's like, some people should have stood with you. And that's what I'm saying. You don't have to hate the other person or dislike them, but, take notice, you know? Like, who's with you?
I used to joke they're dead to me, but that's not a fair statement because that's very, very diabolical. But they're just non-existent to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll be nice if I see them, but I'm sure as hell not reaching out to them. I'm not going to, like, friend request them on social media.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm going through it right now with, like, within a friend group. Like, somebody, this is the opposite. I'm friends with a woman, and I guess she broke up with a boyfriend. Uh-oh. I was a big fan of the boyfriend. But I was like, all right, I won't text him anymore.
Do you like the boyfriend more than her?
I can't say that.
Okay.
Because I haven't hung out with him enough.
Apples and oranges.
Yeah, it's also just not worth it. Like, I like the dude, but it's not like we hung out that much, so I can't.
Plus, God forbid she's listening. I heard you like him more than me.
Well, even sometimes, like, I went through another thing this summer, right? So there was another. So basically, I said to my friend, somebody in the group was kind of did something that everybody in the group didn't like, right? So now some people were really pissed off, probably more pissed off than needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But the pissed off people are going to be in our group. We're going to see them a lot more.
Right.
The other dude we hung out with for 2 days, we don't know him. right or wrong, I said, I'm just blowing him off.
Like, the poor guy, he's done with friendly fire.
Yeah, right. I'm like, what is so great about him that we need to get in the middle of this fight? Because for me, it doesn't seem like we have any reason to step in this fight.
He's not that cool, guys.
Right.
We don't know him.
Right. It was like, if we had been friends for like even a year, like, all right, but I'm like, literally, we hung out with the dude for 2 days. So, yeah.
Right before we leave, thanks to the people who came up. I had a couple people listen that came to 3-2-1 battle to see me wrestle. I lost in my no disqualification match, but it was still awesome. Still good times. Hit him with a chair a few times.
Yeah, I saw that.
But one of the best parts was as I'm coming in and I'm doing my douchey thing where I have one of the security guys, whoever's like a student at 3-2-1 battle, like learning how to wrestle, they work on the show as a security.
All right.
So I'd make them get on their hands and knees and I step on them as a stair to get into the ring.
Nice.
And then I have them come into the ring and stand on their hands and knees and I step on them to get to the turnbuckle and just kind of like pose. And people really, quote unquote, love it. They actually hate it. They boo the crap out of me when I do it. It's awesome.
Nice.
But I did it to one section and they're all booing. I could hear someone faintly in the background go, I like the men's room more. Like, that was a good chirp. So shout out to that person if they listen.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you said chirp. Back to the whole thing about fighting and arguing with people too. Like, that's the other thing. When you're speaking to somebody, you can chirp them and they get it.
Yes.
It's like on the internet, right? I'm going to a playoff game tonight. I'm going to chirp a bunch of Real Salt Lake fans.
As you should.
But they'll see me. They'll get that it's kind of that banter. If I go on Twitter that night and it's just like Real Salt Lake fans are the worst and they're all... Polygamist.
Right.
Right. You'd be like, what?
And why don't you pronounce Real Real like Americans? Yeah. Sorry.
Let's bring chirping and proper banter back to America.
Yes. What is Real?
You know, I'm not positive. It's just a term that they use. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool sounding. It makes them sound like a really fancy team.
I don't know who started it, but I mean, the Reals, the Uniteds, I mean, they are all over the world.
Gosh.
Different leagues.
If I ever start a pub league, if I ever join a league, I'm going to push that we are like Real Puyallup.
Oh, we have that in our pub league.
Do you really?
I don't know who it is.
I respect that.
But there was like a Real whatever. I mean, trust me, every soccer league has a Real, a somebody United.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Tukwila United.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, dude. I'm saying that's one of the best parts about pub league is the names.
The Iberian FC.
I can almost guarantee you in some level of soccer in this area, in adult soccer, there's a Buren FC.
I do have to say, hockey people, I have no issues with soccer. I'm not part of the trash talking where you have hockey guys trashing soccer players and vice versa. But don't embrace the HC. I feel like that's a soccer thing, the FC. And now you're seeing some like beer league teams that are like called like, you know, the Grinders HC. And I'm like...
Oh, hockey club?
Yeah.
Does anybody else call them hockey clubs?
No, I don't know anyone that calls it a hockey club.
All right.
Until recently. Until really, like, the Sounders. And then all of a sudden, I mean, I get why it's clever. And it's
well,
like,
that's like with NFL. Like, I got mad that they started putting C's on the jersey.
Okay.
And A's, right? And then I think the Red Sox did. And I'm like, that's a hockey thing.
Yeah. Like, let's let each sport have their own unique flavor.
Did you see... Oh, what is his name? He was the keeper for Chelsea forever. He played 1 year at Arsenal. Petr Cech.
Okay.
So he is one of the best goalkeepers ever in soccer. Played at Chelsea for years. He was famous because he wore a little helmet. He got kicked in the head 1 year.
Like John Olerud.
Yeah. But he finally retired, and now he's playing minor league hockey in London as a goaltender.
No way.
I don't know if it's in London, but it's somewhere in England.
I bet he's not bad.
No, and that was his thing. He always wanted to play hockey.
So would he just learn how to ice skate and then started doing hockey?
I think
or?
He could always skate stuff.
He so just he had like, the skills.
Right, but he transferred over and like won a shootout the other night or something. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
I'm not surprised. I've had
He's
a couple,
38. He's my age.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah. That's pretty rad. I've had a couple buddies that decided to do goalie after playing soccer goalie. And they already knew how to ice skate because they were skating right. out. But they said, you know, I'm going to give hockey. I was a goalie in soccer. Why don't I try goalie in hockey? And surprisingly, not so surprisingly, they were really good because they understand the concept of angles. And I think that's truly, that's like 90% of the battle. If you could just square up on the puck, you know, granted, obviously there's other factors and speed and things that I don't have. But if you could square up on the puck, you could stop most of the shots.
Yeah. And I mean, when you look at, I mean, Don Cherry will hate this, but when you look at most of the European hockey guys, they're all massive soccer fans.
Oh, dude, go to a T-Birds game before the game, go to a pro game, like watch like when they show like footage in the locker room. What are they doing to warm up? They're kicking a soccer ball around.
Yeah, I was gonna say the Capitals are famous for it.
Penguins too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so funny, man. I know, even the cricket.
a lot of those guys, right? Because they're all Indian, South African, English. Like, they do the same thing. Like, at practices, there's always a soccer ball bouncing around.
My wife had something we were talking about. Here I am again talking about our future child, Ted.
Yeah.
But she's just like, I hope our kid doesn't want to play soccer. And I'm like,
oh, jeez.
Because she finds soccer very boring. And I was like, I'll go to the games. Don't worry. And there's a very good chance that our kid's going to want to play soccer. And I really hope that she does. Because as much as I love hockey, and I would not be opposed to her playing like a sport like that, it's really expensive. Whereas soccer, there's not really much you need to buy for your kid. I mean, shoes and a jersey and a soccer ball.
Also, right, like Major League Soccer is not the NFL. It's not going to be the NHL, isn't it? Right? Like, mm-hmm. You should remind your wife, like, you've been to a soccer, like, they take around 2 hours.
Yeah.
You're in and out. It's a lot cheaper.
It's cheaper. It's quicker. And I'll be honest, I'd rather her play soccer than softball.
Ooh.
And I'm not opposed to, I'm happy to do whatever. I'm going to be that parent.
Yeah.
That's in the bleachers, just crying because I'm like so excited to have the child do something. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be the parent that's like yelling at my kid. I'm like, you were great. I can't help the emotions. Get on the bag. She's like, Dad, I struck out. Dad, I was on the bench for the whole game. They never played me once. It's awesome. You look so cute in your little jersey, you little kicker. It's going to be such a sucker.
You know that's what they call them in arena sport, the little kids.
The little kickers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
All right. Are we all next week?
What is next week? I don't think so. I think I have a work meeting. Let me double check it.
Yeah, yours is probably on Wednesday, as we have ours on Thursday.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yep, big meeting.
Yep. Yeah, we have the same one on Thursday.
Yep, both shows. We're getting fired.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I hope not.
Jeez, Steve.
God damn it. I'll edit that.
I didn't feel nervous whole podcast. Last week, I was all nervous. You made me nervous again.
All right, I'll edit that out so it never happened.
Thank you.
I'll fix it in post. I'll probably forget, Ted. Hey, good luck to the Sounders tonight.
Yeah, man, big game, and Nats, keep it rolling.
Nats up 1-0.
Yeah, man,
that's pretty freaking badass. 5-4, awesome. They beat them?
Yeah.
And Sounders, it's 1-done now, I hear.
Correct.
So yeah, Danny was telling us that this morning.
Yeah, it's pretty fun how they changed it up.
I'm glad. And I think that they probably were getting sick of us stupid Americans not understanding the whole idea of aggregate.
Well, no, all right, I don't want to go on a rant here, but number one, aggregate is very hard to understand,
yes.
Especially away goals, because they're not worth 1.5, but
that's
the
part.
But other than that, also, you're Major League Soccer in America. Those playoffs took way too long. There's always an international break in November, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you had this 2-week break, and then you try to have your final in December, in the teeth, the heart of the NFL season. Nobody cared.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And it's too cold.
So this will trim down the season quite a bit.
Yeah. It's going to be done, I think, like November 1st or something.
Oh,
or like,
sick.
Yeah, like the end of this month, it's over.
Well, and then if LA loses, they have another home game.
Yeah.
If they win.
Sorry. If they win. Yeah.
Dude.
I know. It's awesome.
So is that the finals?
No, that'd be the Western Conference Finals.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's it looking for this tonight?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, home
boys
game.
Are rolling.
Yeah. All right. Go Jordan Morris.
Go. Yeah. J-Mo.
All right. Follow us on Twitter at the Megacast. And don't forget, if you have 5 new friends, subscribe to our podcast. We will say your name on the podcast.
Yeah. You can even email us and tell us 5 things. A 5-letter sentence.
Yes.
No cursing. Like, Steve is the best.
That's all we need. All right. We're out. See you next time.
Yep.
2 weeks. Or whatever.
Yeah, 2 weeks.